This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. North Carolina's new voting requirements are making national headlines this week as opponents take the measures to court. A federal judge in Winston-Salem is hearing arguments about whether the requirement for photo identification effectively denies some citizens the right to vote. WUNC reporter Jorge Valencia has been following the trial and joins me today. Welcome back, Jorge.
Hey, good morning, Frank.
What is this? Take us back now. Remind us what the suit is about.
Well, the U.S. Department of Justice, the North Carolina chapter of the NAACP, and a few other plaintiffs are suing the state of North Carolina because they say that the state's new requirement for voters to be asked for photo identification is unconstitutional. They argue that the Republican majority and the General Assembly and the Republican governor were seeking to disenfranchise voters who are more likely to favor Democratic candidates. So they're saying that minorities are going to be at a disadvantage under this law.
Now, what is that Republican majority and that Republican governor saying about why they did this?
Right. So I should highlight during open arguments yesterday in federal trial, U.S. District Court in Winston-Salem, an attorney representing the General Assembly said that the lawmakers' intention was to make sure that there was no voter fraud and to increase confidence in the electoral system. And he said also that it's only a very small group of voters who don't already have photo identification. He said that he's going to show evidence during court that's going to show that 94% of black voters already do have photo identification.
And, of course, critics were saying it was a solution in search of a problem because it was a very small percentage of fraud in the electoral process.
Yes. Also, during opening arguments, an attorney representing the NAACP used that phrase, and I think it's something that we'll probably hear a lot this week.
All right. So as the law stands now, what are voters going to be asked to show? Will they be asked to show ID in the May 15th primary?
As of right now, yes. Voters will be asked to show photo identification in order to be able to cast a ballot. Now, the General Assembly has last summer created an exemption for this, saying that if you show that you had a reasonable impediment to obtaining photo identification, such as transportation, some sort of illness, then you can attest that you had this reasonable impediment and you give the last four digits of your Social Security number and your birth date in writing, and then you can cast a ballot.
All right. So why is this getting national attention?
Well, 3 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down parts of the Voting Rights Act, part of it that required states in the South that had a history of discrimination from getting permission from the U.S. Department of Justice to be able to make changes to their laws. And just shortly after that, we had a new lawmakers presenting a new voting law here in North Carolina, and a lot of observers across the country say that this is one of the more harsh voting laws in the country. So if this goes through, then it's possible that other states could follow suit with similar legislation.
All right. Tell us about yesterday's testimony. Where did it focus?
Yesterday, the plaintiffs presented testimony from several witnesses, and it focused on the experience of elderly black voters. We had one man whose first name was Alonzo. He said that he was unable to get a photo identification because there is a typographical error in his birth certificate. It says Alonz without the O, and that created a lot of problems for him, and he was not able to get photo identification. There's a woman who's trying to get IDs for two elderly disabled sisters. Their birth certificate is riddled with errors, and she was not able to get identification for them. And there's this one woman, a 94-year-old woman, who said that she was able to reconcile differences between her birth certificate or her driver's license and her voter registration card, her maiden name, her married name, only after making repeated visits to the DMV, to the Social Security office, over the course of 3 weeks. So the argument, I think, that so far that they're trying to make is that this creates an undue burden on this certain segment of the population that may not already have photo identification.
Right. So what's next? How long do we expect this to go on, and what's the next step?
Well, the trial is likely to go on at least for the rest of the week. That's what U.S. Judge Thomas Schroeder indicated indirectly, that at least it's going to go on for the rest of the week. And the law is very likely to stand starting early voting, which is going to be on March 3rd. Our primary is March 15th. He refused an injunction on this. So that's indicative that at the least in the short term, this law is going to stand.
All right, Jorge, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Frank.
Jorge Valencia, reporter for WUNC.